Look at the angles. You don't want to drink much. If that's the move we're going to make, that wizard will have to be done quick. He isn't stupid. It won't be long before he figures out that what the Greys are looking for might be the same thing that burned Timmy's hand. And not much longer for him to realize he's the cutout between us and them. He won't be easy if he's looking for us to come. I'm still going to have one long one. Into the Skull and Crossbones. It was the neighborhood social hour, but there were tables available. The landlord didn't have the sort of personality that brought in the free-spending hordes. To Smed's relief, his cousin was prominent among the missing. Neither of them spoke till a pitcher had been delivered and Smed's had downed a long draft. He wiped his mouth on his sleeve. Been thinking. The way I see it, we got a, whatchamacallit, quorum right here, you and me. Timmy can't do anything even if he wanted, and Tully would just argue and fuss and try to take over and make everybody do things his way. Then he'd screw it up and get us all killed. True. So what are we going to do? Old Man Fish smiled softly. You're telling me to decide? You want me to tell you what to do? So that way it isn't your fault? You were just doing what you were told? Smeds hadn't thought of it that way, consciously. But there was a truth there that startled him. That's all right, Fish said. You just needed to have that up where you could look at it and see if you were trying to be a weasel. How do you feel about doing it? That was an easy one. I don't want to. Those guys never done nothing but try to help us when we asked. But better their asses than mine. I ain't going to let them take me down because I know I'm going to feel bad about doing what, as far as I can see, is the only thing that'll keep the Greys off. So you just talked yourself into it. Smets thought about that. His stomach knotted up. I guess so. That's one vote for action. You go the other way. We have to get Timmy or Tully to kick in a tiebreaker. Some foolish part of him hearkened to a hope that he would be voted down. Another part said, it would be nice to be alive to have a guilty conscience. I'm with you. Fish managed a weak smile. No tie. I don't like it either. But I don't see any other way out. You think of one, let me know. I'll be plenty happy to change my mind. Fish poured himself a beer. Smeds' stomach just kept nodding and sinking. Chapter 34. Toad Killer Dog slipped into the monastery as silent as death. The wind whales were not yet below the horizon, scudding north, inexplicably abandoning their mission when it lacked only a touch of being complete. The monster was puzzled in the extreme, but it did not allow that to paralyze him.